opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday. And I was waiting on Kermit to tell me the day of the week because he started the music early and I'm here searching the calendar. And I said, I could blame him. But it's the 23rd. See? I didn't forget. It's the 23rd of September, a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Neary, and I shall be the host of your show for today, right? Today, I have a special guest, right? And the reason why I have her on, because my child is graduating. I have a 16-year-old. I'm not sure if you know that. I have a 16-year-old who says she's going to college. And I say, going where, child? You are too young to go anywhere. And she said, Daddy, can get one scholarship. And I said, go scholarship where, child? And I said, I need to find a place, find a program that can explain how best to get my child off this rock and abroad on a scholarship. So I had to go and look for the premier, what you call that? You know, when you have in college tours and college career fair day. So I found the premier college tour operator, right, in the Bahamas, right? And coincidentally, she's having a big thing this weekend, right? And I said, I could bring her on. And then hopefully I can maneuver my child to be present. So that's what I'm kind of excited about. Today, I have the proprietor of Legacy College Readiness and Tour. Let me say the name again. Legacy College Readiness and Tour in studio, right? And she has tweaked the college tour experience, taking it to another level where there is a seminar intertwined in that, where the premier leaders, the movers and shakers in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas will be present. And I say, how she can manage that? I know about college tours. I've been prepping this child for a while now, right? You go there and the school show you what they have and they tell me how much BGCS she need and what she needs to get in school. But this experience has gone to another level. They have now infuse a college experience. And then the lead, you know, like best careers, what the Bahamas needs to enter. All of that is infused in this college tour experience. And I said, okay, you sold me. Come on the show. Come on the show and tell me about first your business and tell me why you have tweaked this college fair. That's the correct name. Why you have to tweak this college fair and named it Life Lessons Career and College Expo. It's an exposition, right? Today I have Miss Erica Morrison. She's been doing this for like a good decade odd, right? And that's why they say she's the leading person for this. And I'm really excited, right? Because we can hear. But without further ado, Erica, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Cecil A. Neary.
Yeah, say my whole government name. That's okay. C.A. Neary is fine.
Okay.
But first, I'd like to thank you for doing this for Bahamian students, right? The idea that you have been conducting college fairs for a while, tailoring college fairs for Bahamian students who just don't know or do not have enough information to go abroad to get the opportunities. See, I appreciate that.
Yes.
But now you've tweaked it.
Yes.
You have changed, I mean, no other college fair has done this yet. You have changed the way college fair is done by having present on campus at the place where you're having a college fair, a number of leading Bahamian businessmen and doctors and lawyers and whoever the professions are, who would give information, intimate information about the career path, what you need to be going through, doing in order to take advantage of scholarships and opportunities and what is in demand in the Bahamas, right? Because I always say, child, before you say you're going to do just business administration, let's find out what is in demand so I ain't spend my money twice.
Exactly.
Right? So that's what we call it. Let's start off with the name of your company. So give a brief history of it, and then we'll go into this college fair that you tweet and change.
Okay. Well, again, my name is Erica Morris. I am with Legacy College Readiness and Tours. I am an independent education consultant. That's what I am. That's what you were looking for. I started this business about 11 years ago. At first, I did work for Junior Achievement. They gave me my opportunity. And I could remember I did their first college bound tour for them. And I just thought it was strange because I heard they used to do it before. And I said, you guys are going off to visit colleges, but you don't get scholarships. And Miss Tammy Leckie, at the time, she was my immediate boss. She says, no, that's now your job. And I'm like, ugh. I had no clue. I didn't know what an articulation agreement was. I didn't understand how SATs worked. I knew nothing. Okay. And I learned as I went. Junior Achievement paid for me to get certified. Thank you, Junior Achievement. That's one of the reasons why I will always add them in whatever it is that I'm going to do. And besides, they have an awesome program, okay, that I think should be in every school. Anyway, and during COVID, I'm going ahead of myself. So I started off with two schools, Howard University and Morgan State, and now I have about 30 schools that I work with.
You have 30 schools underneath your belt that you can assist Bahamians to get access
to. Not just Bahamians.
I remember
because
Bahamians.
We have more than Bahamians.
But I remember Bahamians, yeah.
No. You have to worry about it. Everybody's here. I get it. No. But then we have students here that would not be considered Bahamian, but the Bahamas is all they know.
So you provide scholarship for like other nationals who are living in the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
and they can
I've even done college fairs, and I assist students in the Caribbean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that happens here in the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. I didn't know that.
Yes. I've traveled to the Caribbean, and I do college fairs in other countries.
Mm-hmm. So, I understand your program, and I know you from Junior Achievement and assisting Bahamians via Junior Achievement to get scholarships. And Junior Achievement is known for giving out scholarships and access, right? That. And you're saying that you launched your business from that experience.
From that experience. Actually, I came to Junior Achievement with Legacy College Readiness and Tours. Mm-hmm. I came to them with it. So I was always doing, they hired me to do that because I was just going to do tours. And then,
and when you say tours, what do you mean?
I do college-bound tours.
And explain what
that
means.
That's where the tours come. Well, I do believe that if you are able to, you should visit some of the campuses that you're going to spend your money at. Mm-hmm. And so I do college tours. So on the 16th of October, we'll be going to St. George's University in Grenada. During the Easter break, we'll be going to New York. We'll be visiting some schools in New York. And in the summer, we'll be going to France. I do have a school, an all-business school in France. I have one graduated. I have four students that's presently at the school. Right now, two from Harbor Island and two from Nassau.
So you're saying if my child likes French or wants to have French as a second language but want to pursue a degree in something else, you can assist them to
I can assist them. Actually, whenever I have a student that's interested in the business field, besides UB, I then recommend France. But then you would have a lot of people who would say, oh, that's so far, this, that, and the other. But the cost to go to school in Europe is much more inexpensive than it is in the United States.
Why, really?
And like, for instance, if you went to, the name of the school is CFAM. Well, that's the acronym because I'm not really good with French.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're here at my college fair. We have a representative here.
In Nassau for your college fair. Okay.
Yes.
So any listening audience now whose child is interested or studying French,
mm-hmm.
right? But one
business.
But it's
an American school, so they teach classes in English.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Yes. So they teach the classes in English. And they are affiliated with all of the schools that they're affiliated with in the United States, in Canada, and Australia. They're all AACSB accredited. And what is that? That is the highest international accreditation that you can get anywhere. So it's about 15,000 colleges and universities worldwide, only about 800 of them. I think it's about only 800 actually has that accreditation for business.
Okay.
Yes. And going to that school, you can get your bachelor's in 3 years. If you decide to stay for the final year, you will get your master's. So going there for 4 years, you can leave with your master's, or you can transfer to one of their schools, their partner schools in the U.S., Canada, or Australia, and get a your master's.
I want to hash out this French one. What subjects do they offer?
It's all business.
It's a business school.
It's a business school. So for those that are interested in finance, you know, accounting, we do have a little bit of a hospitality, okay? But that's like a one-year program, internship. You pay for the first term. The second term, it's a paid intern where you can intern anywhere in France, and they pay you, and they pay for your accommodations. Yes.
Especially for that hospitality, especially if you're coming in with a foreign language, it's a good opportunity to take advantage of that.
Yes, and just to see how other people, you know, they work. You can work at Disney while you're there, you know, anywhere in France. Even if you went there as a student, it's not like the U.S. where you have to work on campus, but there you can work anywhere.
Okay, so let's talk about your whole program. You say you have 30 schools that you work with.
I try to do... I'm very selective on what schools I choose, okay? I used to have at least 3 HBCUs, so I'm looking to get more HBCUs because the ones that I work with, and sometimes when the person who you've worked with, who've given you the program or sponsors your program, if they leave, they go on. Someone fills their position, they don't, you know, fill it anymore, so I have no need for you because I'm looking for tings for my children. Every student of mine that have ever gone to Morgan State went on a full ride. Not a full tuition, but a full ride. And last year, I had the salutatorian and the valedictorian were my students at Morgan State.
So you're saying that every student who went to Morgan State.
My students.
Ones who you
came from
you, come from you.
Yes.
Go on a full ride. What do you mean by full ride?
Full ride, tuition, room and board. And depending on what their GPAs were, whether or not they received laptops or anything. But all of my students went on full rides and their parents just had to pay
for them to get there.
That's it.
Now, I want to understand exactly what is an independent education consultant? Because I don't yet to appreciate what is it that you do for me.
Let me explain it. And I'm quite sure some of the counselors who are listening to me can say, yes, we attest to this. This is why I work with a lot of high school counselors. When you're saying a high school counselor, especially in most of the schools in Nassau, they have to deal with everything. You know, maybe abuse at home, or the child isn't performing well in school, or, you know, issues on the campus. They have to deal with that. And to adequately work with a student to find the best fit college for them, that isn't a 30-minute thing. That isn't an hour thing. That isn't a 2-hour thing. Okay? You really need time to assist kids with working with colleges. So basically, I am not in a school assisting children with going off to college. So that's an independent education consultant.
Now, I want you to walk me through. My child now, about to graduate. I come to you.
Okay.
What is it that you do, what you will do for her, my child, and of course the listening audience and those other persons who live in the Bahamas who wants a scholarship and whatever it is that you do?
Okay.
Are you a scholarship broker? What is it that you do?
No, I'm not a scholarship broker. Don't say that in this business. Ooh. Okay. First thing, when you come to me, of course, I ask the pertinent questions, GPA, SAT scores, if they have them, you know, if they have BGCSEs, because I saw that on your page. And some schools accept it, some schools don't. Every school is different. You know, a school like Emory Riddle or FIT, let me digress a little bit. They don't look at SATs. Emory Riddle do not use SATs. But they look at your BGCSEs.
Is that one of your schools?
No, because I work with MTSU. But I do have students that's gone to Emory Riddle. Okay. And but they look only at your BGCSEs. So you don't need SATs to go to FIT or our Florida Institute of Technology.
So you're saying that you have some schools that look at BGCSEs and some schools that look at SATs?
And some schools that look at both. And some schools that don't look at any. I've had a school to ask me, what are BGCSEs? I mean, do you need those?
So I just need to come.
They just want to look at you. They'll look at your transcript, and whatever's on that transcript, that's how they make their decision.
Okay, back to the steps now. Okay, I'm to you
so
now.
Here are the steps. So after I would have gotten all of that pertinent information, my next statement to you would be, when you come to me, you are telling me you are ready to cut the umbilical cord.
That's I'm not sure if I'm ready yet.
Well, maybe you shouldn't let your daughter go off to school.
No, I need to get her off to.
A part of going off to school, which I believe, and which is true, this is when kids learn that sense of independence. This is when those kids, they, because first of all, at a certain age, the schools aren't talking to you anymore. Okay? So, and this is when they have to figure things out. Mommy and daddy isn't there anymore. I need to learn how to balance my budget. I need to know how to balance my time. I mean, budget my time. They need to do all of that. Okay. So after that, I, you know, figure out what it is that they want to do, because a lot of students can say, oh, I want to do X, Y, and Z, like I did, and do not have a clue. Mm-hmm. On what it is they want to do. They're just saying it because it sounds good.
Yeah, and my mommy told me that, so I don't.
Yeah. Some kids, oh, I want to do biochem. Well, what aspects of biochem? You know how broad biochem is? Mm-hmm. You know, but it sounds like it makes money. Mm-hmm. And it sounds glamorous. Oh, I want to do accounting. I guess accountants make a lot of money. Oh, I want to be a lawyer. There are some broke lawyers around here. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I think a lot of the reasons why those kids actually do that is because that's all they know.
Mm-hmm. Exposed to.
They're not exposed to other careers. Okay? So they tend to pick those three. So after I would have gotten all of the pertinent information and tell you what's expected of me, what's expected of you, I give a free 30-minute session. And after that, I charge.
Okay, after the free 30-minute session.
After the free 30-minute session.
And when you say charge, what are you charging for?
For my services.
No, I understand, but what is
yes.
it?
Yes. Well, the next thing, you get a career assessment. Mm-hmm. That is something that's really personal with me. If those who were listening this morning would know, it took me about 15 years to get a bachelor's, okay, because I had no clue what it is that I wanted to do, okay? So with doing that career assessment, first of all, I wish I had a copy so I could just break it all down for you. It's 250 questions, and it's not one of those, do you like sales, yes or no? Yes. No. It says, do you like sales? Yes. How much would you like sales if you knew your pay?
Your
salary is tied to that. Oh, well, wait a minute now. I don't know if I like it that much. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we go and we look into those areas because, you know, some of you may understand the RISIC model. We all fall into 8 occupations. Okay. We're either realistic, enterprising, artistic, not autistic, but artistic. And there's 8 of those. And you fall into one of them. I'm enterprising. I'm a hustler. Okay. And you have some that are realistic. And then they give you how the person, their personality and everything it is, if depending on which one of those you fall into, okay? So, of course, you would, after taking that, we would, you know, score which one of them you score higher on. And each one of them, so I wish if I had known you were going to ask, I would have brought this. And each one of them will break down and give you several careers that you can get out of getting that one degree. And for each of those, you get this whole, I call it like epistle on that one degree. It shows you a video. This is what this career entails. And then it tells you like the salary, the type of temperament you need to have, what type of degree you need to have. You know, it gives you all of that information and what's expected of a person who is pursuing this particular career. And then after we do that, I teach you how to read it. As a student, you go and you look for it. Then I do which type of college you want, okay? You have students that say, oh, I just want to go to college. Like you said, I just want to get off this rock. But I think, and I'll give you a list of colleges in all of the regions. I'm normally with the eastern side, northeastern part of the United States, south, you know, just the whole eastern region of the U.S. And I'll say, okay, well, I think this college is good for you based on what it is. Whew, but that's in upstate New York. It's really cold. You know, that is important. Me, I wanted to go off to school, but I didn't want to go that far from my family. I envy people who can just leave their family and go off to school. I was just 40 minutes up the street, and my father thought that was too far. Okay? So we try to find the best fit for you. After we find some of the colleges that may be the best fit, you know, like when you're looking for a house, you say, I want this, 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 and this, and they take you to all of the houses that may have all of the things that you want. Then I give you an opportunity to speak one-on-one with the representatives from that school. I'll introduce you over email and have them give you a call so you can have that one-on-one with them. And then you come back to me and say, oh, Ms. Morris, I like this school, but I didn't like this. So then we go back and we do another school, okay? So after you've narrowed the schools down, then you apply to those schools. I let them know, hey, this is my student. You know, can you waive that fee for me? Do that for me, please. Okay? We apply for them. Apply to them, make sure they have all of their transcripts and everything. Once we apply, we wait for their acceptance. Then we look at, because I make the students do this, you look and see with their parents. You look and you see which one is the best fit for you financially. Because that's a big one. And I want to tell my parents, stop allowing your children to bully you into going to schools that you cannot afford.
She ain't broke me.
Because mommy and daddy makes it look so good that they could keep the lights on, you know, the rent is paid, no eviction notice, or, you know, on the doors, you got a nice car, they're going to nice schools, they have nice clothes and nice shoes, and they think you have more money than what you actually have. Okay? And I then have a conversation with parents. These are the schools that your child, I would never speak to the child by myself. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that. The last time I did that, a young lady gave up a full ride to Howard University. Okay? Mm. So that was my lesson. So I don't speak to kids by myself. Mm-hmm. But I'll speak to the parents because sometimes they don't want the kids to know. Because I've had parents, and I've used this ever since. This lady said to me, Ms. Morris, I want my child to go off to school. But I'm a single mother. Mm-hmm. Short of stealing, mm-hmm. this child doesn't know what I'm doing to make it look good. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you have some parents that are like that. But if you cannot afford it, and but mommy, I won't go to the school, but mommy can't afford it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you have a choice.
So mm-hmm. to finish the process, mm-hmm. so now you do the evaluation.
So you
then you do the recommendation. You mm-hmm. had to turn them, apply to the various colleges. You
I sit down with them, I connect them with the representatives uh-huh. where they get the one-on-one mm-hmm. talks. Anybody that have worked with me can tell you, yes, yeah, she connects us. So you have that rapport going on mm-hmm. with them by that time.
So it could be two or three schools.
It could be two or three schools. Okay. It could be two or three schools. Okay. And once we do that, you get your parents decide this is what I can afford. We look at the schools. We have a conversation. I think this is where my child is going to go.
I made that decision.
They make that decision and that's where they're going to go.
Then what happens next?
And then after that, you're just waiting for your I-20. This is when I help with the parents. Mm-hmm. This is what you need to do because, for instance, remember I told you all schools are different. Mm-hmm. Some schools will give you a full ride, but you still need to have a year supply
of
funds. Mm-hmm. Some schools may give you a scholarship and say, well, we will deduct the scholarship from what it is required. No money, and that is another thing. I'm like, no money is being exchanged.
Are you explaining all of this to your client?
I have to explain that to them because some people don't have the money. So they have to ask other people and those people are apprehensive. So I'm like, have them give me a call. Let's have a conversation. Let's get everybody that's involved. Let's get all of them on the phone. So I have to explain to them. It's just a reference letter. Okay. Letting them know what a liquid cash is. No, you can't put your house up. They want liquid cash. Mm-hmm. However, and this is something I've always said that I'm going to go to the embassy and ask why. Okay. Because if you can't afford it, you're going to come back home. Mm-hmm. They don't go into your bank account. They don't get any of that. And so we just wait for acceptance letters. Sometimes you may get several of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you decide which one you want to go to. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I have what I call my little graduation, my exit, where I talk to the kids and their parents because, like you,
Me.
Okay. My dad just couldn't understand. I don't understand why you don't go to Miami-Dade or Florida Memorial. No. Because it's down the street from me. No. Okay? But I guess my father didn't feel as... I don't know. I just don't know. His only thing was, why would you go off to school? Why would you go out of town to school? I'm like, FAU is 40 minutes up the street. Mm. You know, you could stay right here, but Florida Memorial costs more than going to FAU. Mm-hmm. You know, I just didn't understand that.
And you would give me like a price breakdown too, so I could say which school I can afford to child. This is school I lean towards.
Right, because you know, because I have the kids do some research themselves, because I never want a child to say, well, Ms. Morris made me go to this school. You're going to look at the schools. You're going to see what it is that they offer. You're going to see. You have some kids. I love Georgia State, but it's incorporated in the city of Georgia State. That, I need a campus. And the minute some kids hear that or some parents hear that, oh, no, 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 no. Those are deciding factors.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate what you give so far. Now I understand the step-by-step of what happens.
Right.
But I want to hear more about this college fair, what to anticipate now, when I bring my child there. Which day is this college fair?
It's on Saturday. It's Saturday coming up.
And where this college fair is
going to be? It's going to be on the campus of the St. Augustine's College.
And who should attend? Is this for private school people?
No, it's not. No, as a matter of fact, especially my kids from the Family Islands, most of my kids are from public school.
So you have a large number of Family Islanders who tend to attend
Go ahead. Those are my best students. Mm. You know, I have a Family Island student that she's been on this show. Her name is Kaylandra Woodside. She went off to school at 15.
Yeah.
Okay, before she graduated SUNY Oswego, mm-hmm. The state of New York gave her a grant to study date rape drug right from Stanyard Creek Andrus.
Okay.
And then I have another student, Pablo Enrique Smith from Exuma. He's at Harvard.
Oh, that's the boy who went
to... Yes, and again, I'm going to say this again. He is the first Bahamian in about 20 years to go to Harvard as a freshman.
As an undergrad student.
As an undergrad, as a freshman, not a transfer, not a graduate student.
I understand.
Right. So, you know, and he's there. So,
You have a lot of Family Islanders. So if mm-hmm. anyone from Family Islanders listening, this is a good program to attend.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about the public school because I come from a public school background and I want to know how public school
students... You went to public school in the elementary then?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. I know you went to...
I went to T.A. Thompson Primary.
Okay.
Yeah, a few people know that because I spoke well when I was younger. Not now. When I was younger, I was kind of Spanish.
Okay.
And that's how I get... Anyway.
Okay.
But because you know, in the public school, they have something called... Let me look if I get it right.
PSSP?
Yes, it's PSSP. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, how does your program... It involves the PSSP? Mm-hmm. Or if it does? And how can public school students benefit from your program?
Okay. We do have some public school kids that go through the PSSP program.
And what is that?
It's public schools... Public School Scholarship Program.
And a lot of people in the public schools earn off with that.
And yes, and I think like the minimum they get is like $10,000.
Okay.
To go, but I think they would also have to go to schools that are in partnership with the Bahamas government.
I understand.
Has to go. But then I also get some public school kids. Yeah, but I don't want to go to that school. I want to go to this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay? Or some of them just don't go through the PSSP program. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I'm able to assist them. And I have schools. Not everybody has to have a 3.0. I have schools that if you have you struggle to get a 2.0, mm-hmm. I got you.
You have schools for that too?
Yes. Okay. And they will give you money.
Let's go and talk about that. Things you need to go get off. Right?
Okay.
The school I went to. That junior college I went to, right?
Where?
Hollywood, Florida. I went to a business school.
Broward?
No, it's called Prospect Hall College. Yeah, you heard it.
I don't think they're.
They don't exist no more. No.
Yeah, because yeah, right across from.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't do for-profit schools.
Yes. So I went to Prospect Hall, right? Didn't ask for no SATs. Didn't ask for no BGCSEs. It was a business school. Everyone there were professionals. I was the youngest person there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, what all do I need to bring for my child when she comes to this college fair?
Well, this college fair, the only thing I would say to bring is, if you want to do a personal statement, you could do a personal statement, and you can bring your transcript. Now, if you have your BGCSEs or SATs, you can bring them, but not all of the schools require
that. My child didn't have none of that. My child didn't have none of that.
Well, you have to bring your transcript. Bare minimum, bring your transcript.
So this Saturday, I need it, at least now, I got to go to the school and ask for a transcript.
Yes.
Okay.
Can bring in there some of the schools and see the good thing about it is. And let me tell you how. I've only done a traditional college fair once, and I've been doing the college fairs for 11 years. And what I saw, I just wasn't happy, and I just didn't think that the kids were really getting information. And that was at my fair. I don't know about the other ones. So I changed it to where I do it as a program. Those who've ever been to my college fairs, I do mine as a program. Kids actually come down, they sit down, and I have my schools. Each school give 3 to 5 minutes. It's not going to happen at this fair. I'll tell you what. That's the one in the spring that I've been doing for 11 years. They come in, they sit down, and each school do about 3 to 5 minutes.
A pitch.
A pitch about their school. Because what I've noticed with our kids, if they are not familiar with your school, chances are they're not going to come to your table.
Of course not.
They're not coming. Mm-hmm. Okay? But if this school pitches to you and you don't know anything about the school and they spark your interest about something, your chances are you're going to go to that table.
Okay?
So the kids will go to that table and get additional information from those schools.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's how I do it. And it's not just, you sit down and you listen to, we get really competitive. I ask them, depending on how many schools that I have, then I'll ask them, certain questions. We compete between the schools. And someone asks, well, why do you do that? I said, because when you go to get your visa, they will ask you strange questions.
They did ask some strange questions.
Yes, about your school.
Mm-hmm.
So we do, we do games and we give out, gifts, and the kids get really competitive. So you would see them even going to tables.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's a school in the Bahamas, they probably, sometimes they don't go to it. But when the school gets up and say what they offer, oh, they do? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they go to that table and they get information. It's not like everybody's just there trying to get the brochures and the gifts that the schools bring.
I see I have a callie here. Let me have Kermit connect me with that. Go ahead, callie. Can you hear me? Or that person hang up?
Mm-hmm.
Call back, caller, so you can engage Erica Morris with this. Mm-hmm. So this Saturday at St. Augustine's College, you are entertaining private and public schools.
Entertaining everyone.
And when you say everyone, not just Bahamians, attends schools instead of Bahamas.
Who attends school, I don't care if you have a Jamaican passport, a Haitian passport, Guyanese passport, Bahamian passport, American passport. This college fair is for you.
Because we have a number of Haitian Bahamians who tend to have challenges.
And every single school, the new schools that I work with, I say to them, listen, we have a group of students that only know the Bahamas. They were born here, but they're not considered Bahamians, so they are unable to access the scholarship.
So these universities know about that they can't.
Them know.
Okay.
I let them know. Okay. Now, if they're able to give a little bit extra, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't, they're like, there's nothing that we can do but here the scholarships or whatever that we have.
But they can explain that process.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can patch these callers through to engage with that. The first caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Morris, how are you?
I'm finding yourself.
Excellent. Nuri.
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
This lady is 100% the truth, bro. You hear me?
Thank you.
I'm a parent, right? My son graduated last year from high school. He was the valedictorian. Okay? There was no concrete plan of sending him the university or college.
Mm-hmm.
I heard her on a show on Guardian. And that same week, I called her. He graduated in June of last year.
Mm-hmm.
After speaking to her, going through all the process, in August, my son was in university.
Look at that.
Oh, thank you. Can you remind me of your son's name, sir?
Joseph.
Good. I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Yes, 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 yes. Hey, how are you? Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
And I don't know if I told you or reached out to you. He did his first year. He's now a sophomore. And his first year, he did a 4.0.
Good.
Awesome. Yes.
But I thank you every day. If it wasn't for you and the grace of God, my son would not have been in university.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
I encourage every other parent to call you and talk with you, because you do have the answers and the ways to get their students in university once they are eligible.
Yes, and I saw him when I went there for College Bound last year. Yes.
He's doing very good.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Malik.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. We're going to take this quick break. I see the two callers. So I'll take the break and I'll come straight to you, caller. I'm going to come straight to you, caller, to engage Erica in terms of how to get in contact with her. Because when I was growing up school, I had no clue schools existed in the United States. Nobody tell me what a I-20 form or MI-60 form. I think I got an MI-60 form.
Right.
When I go off to school. And nobody had it to say, well, these are the things you need, the prerequisite. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that there's a system that you can ask, answer. But we can take this quick break. Callers, I see you. I see you, caller. I'm going to come to you back as soon as this commercial break is over. We're speaking to Erica Morris. What the name did you call yourself again?
I'm an independent education consultant.
Yes. And we explain what that is. We'll be right back.
Try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chick Charney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chick Charney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickcharneychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, it's CA Nuri. And of course, we have Erica Morris, who is a, give me the name again.
Independent Education Consultant.
Yes. And before I continue with this, because the phone's lit up, everybody want to ask you questions, right? If you have a Japanese car, import car, right, and you need to listen to Guardian Radio AM, you need to go to the Hitspot. You need to go to Hitspot and pay for this $80. You mention Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri and you get this discount. You get this discount and you get a band extender. They put a band extender equipment inside your car during the entire month of September, and you get to listen to me. You get to listen to me. It be crisp and clear, you know? Crisp and clear. It ain't got to be that staticky type thing. So get that band extender from the Hitspot, which is located on, that's Village Road?
Village Road.
Or Soldier
Road. So it's on the Soldier Road part of the four-way intersection.
Mm-hmm.
There's
Wolf Road, Bernard Road, that's east-west. Mm-hmm. Village Road, Soldier Road, that's north-south. Mm-hmm. Hit Spot is on Soldier Road, immediately behind the gas station at the light.
There you go. Go there and get that this discount. Let's go to the callers and we go back to you, mm-hmm. Erica. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Good morning, Aaron, and good morning to your guest, Ms. Erica.
Good morning.
I have a question. I have an 11th grader at this time. Can I bring him?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I hope your 11th grader has started to look for colleges now. This would be an awesome...
For nothing yet. And I look as I ain't got it, but I would definitely like to get him into something. You know, one of the colleges. It sounds like he would be eligible, but you know, financially, I don't know. But like you say, bring him.
Bring him because you, like I said, we have schools that are giving scholarships. And can I just tell him one story? Let me just give you some hope. I had a student, one of my top students, from a family island, and I went there with Junior Achievement to help some students out. And she just came and brought her SAT scores, and she came and she bought her transcript. And she just handed it to me, and I'm like, so what do you want to do? And she just told me, oh, I'm just going to work so and so. I said, with grades like this? And she was like, I'm the youngest child. There is no money. Mm-hmm. She was the youngest of 8. And she said, my parents don't have any money. Her mother is a janitress. Her dad was a fisherman. Mm-hmm. Okay? And her parents didn't have money mm-hmm. to send her off to school. She was my youngest student to ever go to that particular school, has graduated, did 3 years STEM, and is now getting her degree in specialized nursing. Okay?
Okay.
So I for some reason, I think the money will find its way to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Carla. Let's go to the next caller here. So there will be some schools who may be offering scholarships to you.
All of them.
All of them be offering scholarships?
All of them.
And so just bring your transcript.
And some of them will tell you right off the bat what you are eligible for.
And how much money they can donate towards it.
Yes.
Okay, see, yes. That's a good reason. I have to apply for that transcript. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, see you. Morning to you and again.
Morning.
Good morning.
I think one of the biggest hindrances from the Inman students in particular that prevents them from going to school is when it's time to produce that letter saying that they got a year to rescind in the bank. Or to get that letter from the bank. I don't know if you could write, call, whoever you need to lobby on behalf of the Bahamas. Have that process reviewed. Because I believe if that process is reviewed, I think a lot more students would be able to go to school.
Right, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't see, and I guess once it's explained to me, because you don't need the money. They are not asking. They just want, and that's only for you. They don't have your account number, no transfer information. All it will say. You ask for a I forgot what they call the letters. Okay.
Yeah, I understand the letter, but here's what's so frustrating about that letter. Here it is, mm-hmm. The student got a full scholarship. All they gotta do is show up. The family or that student don't have to come up with a dime because the school or the program is covering that scholarship. But because they don't have that letter to say that they have that
from the bank.
In the bank. They can't go, and that's a huge problem. So,
do you have discussions like that too?
We do have those discussions. No, he's right. In a way, I agree with him because I'm like, but no money is being exchanged.
Yeah.
Why exactly do you need this? Is it just like it's not even an insurance. I do not know why they do that. But you only need.
Sad about it, or what odd insult to injury is? That's good. That child. There's no way, when that child got a scholarship, it ain't that they might not finish for financial reason or the parents have financial issues. That child is on a free scholarship, so why you still need that letter?
Thank you very much, Colin.
It's the school. So I made that an analogy earlier. I made that analogy earlier. You may have some students who would have gotten a full ride, but they still need to have that letter that says, if they weren't paying, this is how much it costs to go to the school, and we need a letter to state that you or a myriad of other people have this amount of money collectively in the bank.
And Legacy will explain all of that.
I will explain all of that.
To go there.
Yes.
For this event, because it's going to be Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday at what time?
It's going to be from 10 to 6.
10 to 6 at St. Augustine's College.
At St. Augustine's College, because we're going to do workshops. Mm-hmm. Let me explain to you how those workshops, for each of those areas that we have that are areas of priority for the Bahamas government, we're going to have an expert speaker in those areas. Okay, so of aviation, you have Dr. Kenneth Romer, and then you would have schools that's in that workshop that has aviation studies in there. So you get that one-on-one where you're able to speak with those people, okay? And then you still will be able to go around to the different booths if they're not in a workshop to talk to those schools about what it is that they offer, okay? So, and the reason why it's from 10 to 6 is because we're also going to have some demonstrations on there. Aviation, I think they're going to bring a flight simulator. They're doing all of that. Okay. So we wanted more of like a hands-on experience for this college expo. Okay. Everything that you would need to get your child off to school.
What all disciplines or persons who come in to speak will be there?
Okay. We have Gowan Bo for business. We have Dr. We're going to have Craig Delancey from the Ministry of Works. He's going to be there for engineering and construction. Gowan Bo for business studies. Miss Belinda Wilson for education. For natural resources, we're going to have Dr. Ravinia Roberts for tourism and hospitality. We are going to have Robert Sandy Sands for the arts. Yes, the Bahamas government does give scholarships for the arts. That's one of the reasons why we are having four high school pop bands there. That will be Mark Humes for health and allied health care. We are going to have Dr. Pearl McMillan, but that will be on Wednesday. So those of you that are interested in health and allied health care will be on Wednesday at the Ministry of Youth starting at 6 p.m. Technology, Dr. Donovan Moxie. And then for technical priorities and trades, we're going to have Dr. Baston, the vice president of BTVI.
So who is who in Bahamian businesses and concepts will be there to inspire, to tell your child, this is how I got made it. This is things you need to concentrate on.
Yes.
Okay. And when again, and how to contact you?
It will be Saturday, September 28th. At the lower campus of St. Augustine's College, if you need to contact me, you can give me a call at 809-5278, or you can email me at legacycollegetours with an S at gmail.com.
And what else should my child bring when they come?
I would say just bring the basic, and that is their transcript. If they have SATs or BGCSEs already, you can bring those as well.
So just bring your transcript and come.
Yes.
Is it free or is it cost?
I do not charge children for access. Absolutely free.
Okay, that's free. This Saturday at St. Augustine's College from 10 till 6. Just bring your child with your transcript. And they have all kind of colleges could be there. They got people who could be giving speeches and explaining. But we got to go. We got to go to this Guardian Radio in the air with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. National Bahamas.